Vanessa, thank you. Injured at work? Call the specialists at Bryden's Lawyers, 1800 848 848, and Garage Doors Redefined. 40 Doors. You can get them on 40doors.com.au. Our very good sponsors, Andrew.
You're 100% right, Brandon. Can I just tell you something? We have, when we say we have listeners everywhere, and you can listen in on the SEN app, a fella has got in on the Twitter account, which is at Vossie Brandy SEN, and he said, I'm listening from, and I hope I get the pronunciation right, Rio Maggiore in Italy. And I can see he's got a little glass of wine, and he's looking out at the water, and he says he's not wearing socks too, which was a discussion you missed yesterday, Brandy, about people not wearing socks in suits and things like that.
Right.
Players turning up at the LEMs, no socks. I'm just against it. I just hate them.
Yeah, you've got to have socks on.
Well, they're wearing
a suit.
But at the same time, then Angus Crichton wore the loafers or whatever. If you're wearing loafers, then it's no socks. But Angus Crichton wore the low things and then wore white socks, and it was even worse.
Right.
So I'm a little bit torn by that. So there's a little bit of drama. But I went on record, and I'll repeat it again today, that if I ever turn up for work and I'm wearing a suit with no socks with my shoes and I've got a top knot, you can grab the nearest pillow and put it over my head and just
I'll send you back home.
No, just end it. I'm taking
I'll just finish you off.
Yeah, finish me off. You say, Voss has absolutely lost it. There's nothing doing there. He serves no purpose anymore.
Okay, so the sock situation. Now, but back to the caller or the listener. From where?
Was it Rio Maggiore in Italy? Yes.
Yes.
As I said, I don't know. There it is. Rio Maggiore. That sounds more Italian. Maggiore. I think it sounds more Italian.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
That's good. Now, Campbell Graham wasn't named in the Scotland World Cup squad.
No.
So does that
mean he be if he's declared himself eligible for, like, Australia get first crack. So, no,
right.
I don't know whether he will then revert to Scotland.
He would be on the cusp, right on it. He's a chance of making it with his form over the last month, Campbell Graham, I think. And Dom Young, same situation with Dom Young, not named for Jamaica, but will probably be picked up by England for sure. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Scotland, no Lachlan Coote either. He's sidelined, I think, through injury, so that's a disappointment for them. And they're another team that will be playing Australia. Kane Linnett is in that squad, former Cowboy. There's been some feedback to our joke segment, Brandy. It's not good. Sorry, Vossie and Brandy, that was a crap segment. More from callers, less talk from you, Mick. Well, Mick, we had a situation there. We couldn't go to the open line. There wasn't even texts. It was technically very tough. Very tough, Mick.
Have you got texts?
I have got texts. This is it from Balo and Orange. Halftime score means nothing, mate, and the Eels like ruining Penrith and Melbourne milestones. Didn't they stop the Panthers from breaking the home ground streak this year? Balo and Orange, you're very confident. Them fighting words from Balo.
Yeah.
So he thinks...
Didn't the Eels have a big anniversary crushed at Combank Stadium this year? Wasn't it the 70-year anniversary of Parramatta entering the competition?
Yes. Yeah, all of
and
that.
The Tigers spoilt it.
Didn't work out well. A Friday foursome here. Let's lock this one in from Jace. NRL winner Eels. First try Papali'i. Clive Churchill, Dylan Brown. And the NRLW, though, to show that he's not Parramatta bias, has gone Newcastle.
Newcastle.
He brushes
the
Parramatta
hot favourites.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's that one.
But the Eels did spring an upset on the Roosters, so they've shown they can do it. The Roosters were very short to beat the Eels in the semi-final. And the Eels ended up running out comfortable winners. So the Eels have got a chance in the NRLW. Don't discount them, but Newcastle hot favourites.
Yeah. This one, I don't know where this come from Dennis, but you can answer it because you were there. Was there anyone at Dally M's not wearing undies?
Well, can't answer that.
Where did that question come from? What's that about? Yep. Okay, now we're on celebrity supporters. And we don't mind, dead or alive. Richie Beno was a Parramatta fan.
Was he really?
Didn't talk much rugby league with Richie. I did spend some time with Richie. Loved his company.
Did you know he was a Parramatta fan?
No, I did not know that. This one Galvanator. This one here on the joke front. Morning legends, not the day to joke. I'm saddened to inform you of the passing of two greats overnight, Joyce Mayne and Willie Nelson. They found Joyce died because Galvanator, and Willie was warned numerous times, but he was run over by a truck singing On the Road Again. Go the Panthers. that's where the show's got to. That's where we've got to. We're informed too, Gary from Newtown won a $100 voucher from Jimmy Smith yesterday. He can't be winning again.
Did Gary's he really?
Yeah, 100 folding from Jimmy.
Because Gary of Newtown has been our past winner of Caller of the Month, hasn't he?
No, he hasn't.
For us?
No.
No?
No. No. Right. I'm saying he hasn't won anything. Right. Never. Nothing. Nothing. So nothing there. Now another Friday foursome. Get your head around this one, Brandy.
Yep.
Jay from Erskine Park. Friday foursome. NRL Premiers Panthers.
Yep.
First try, Brian Toto, left corner. Clive Churchill medal, Nathan Cleary. Premiers Newcastle Knights. That might just about be the favoured way, I think. I think a lot of people are going either Tunga or Toto for first try on the left.
Right.
Cleary, Clive Churchill medal favourite. And you saying Knights favourites in the NRLW and Panthers favourites in the NRL?
Yeah, that is all the betting favourites, that's for sure. I went Parramatta first try scorer. I think they will start well.
Okay.
I went right. Mike Acevo.
Now your Panthers, your marketing side. Committee, Panthers fans, let's throw a few at you. Mick Fanning. Is that Tim?
Yeah, Mick Fanning.
Yeah, Mick Fanning. Yep.
Yep.
Pat Cummins.
Paddy Cummins is a Penrith boy, yes.
Penrith boy?
Yep.
Liz Ellis. Is that right, Liz Ellis, Penrith?
Yeah, Liz NRL Ellis, fan? Yep. Yep.
Is that true? Yeah.
That is true. Yep.
Okay. Well, there's a good start. There's three.
That is
there's
a good start.
Over a deceased Richie Beno. It's a good start. Well, John English. There's another deceased. John English was a big Parramatta fan. He loved Parramatta.
He loved the Eels.
He was Eels through and through. And I've said Vince already, so I'll put Vince
You've
in.
You've got Vince.
Vince is in.
So it's probably nip and tuck at the moment. Pretty even. Pretty evenly.
Nip and tuck for the... And it, you know, if there's a count back, it probably goes on how many people are alive would probably be the the clincher.
The person still alive gets a heavier weight.
Yeah. I don't have the rest of the Ryan's Friday foursome has Penrith winning 25-12. Dylan Edwards, Clive Churchill medal. Knights winning the NRLW 18-12, but didn't actually chuck in a first try scorer. So that's a Friday foursome with three. Only three turn up. The fourth didn't turn up.
Yep. Well, we've got the weather to take into account, Andrew. It is raining, so hopefully not too much out at home bush Sunday.
All right. Do you want the answer to our grand final trivia? Because one of our listeners has come up with the answer, and it is the Big G. The Big G has the answer to when was the last time scores were level at halftime in a grand final? How far back do you reckon we have to go, Brandy? Take a stab, birthday game-ish.
Well, NRL era, so that was 98.
Well, NRL era to 98.
Yep. No, I can't think of all the score lines, grand final score lines through the past years, so I don't know.
Big G, would you believe it? If I said it was 46 years since scores were level at halftime. And a Big G's all over it. He says, morning, Vossie and Brandy. The last time the grand final was drawn at halftime was 1976, which is Manly
Eels,
and Parramatta.
So Eels-Manly.
Eels-Manly
right?
was 7-all. 7-all at halftime in 1976. So it is 46 years since scores were level. And last weekend we had the double, didn't we? We had 12-all both days in the grand final qualifiers.
We did. Yeah.
Last time Parramatta and Penrith played, it was a Cleary field goal that was the difference at halftime, week one of the finals.
And when you think about that, when you think about those 12-all score lines last week in the prelims, it was extraordinary that Parramatta were able to be 12-all, and it was extraordinary that Penrith were able to be 12-all. Of course, Toto scoring right on the stroke of halftime after South Sydney decided to go down that right edge instead of setting up for a field goal and getting to a 7-point lead. Both teams, both grand finalists, actually did an incredible job to be level at halftime.
This one, Denny Green, an Eels supporter. boxer Denny Green. So we can
yes,
put
he is.
Denny
yep.
on there. It follows up with Dale Hurley recognition. I don't know what that means. Kurt Fernley, big Panthers fan. We've got to go Kurt Fernley. He's had a big week. He's NDIS. He's been put in a position of power and leadership, and he's a good man. Had him on the program before. I think we had him on before last year's grand final. Kurt Fernley, who insisted that he made his kids Panthers supporters, and if they didn't like it, they could leave. They could find another house, which is very nicely put.
Well, that's
Kurt.
A way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just force them. Yeah.
Good man,
threaten.
Kurt.
Threaten.
Call him as well.
Force.
So there we go. So at the moment, we've got a cage match between Mick Fanning, Pat Cummins, Liz Ellis and Kurt Fernley up against Vince Cerretti, Denny Green, he'll be handy, but yeah. Richie Beno and John English probably can't contribute a great deal. So that's quite a battle in the cage. People will watch that. People will come out to watch that. Imagine Vince, he's looking around, he'll be in the tights. Vince will have the old Mario Milano boxing pants on. He'll be leaning on Denny Green a fair bit, and sort of Richie Beno and John English will be out there weekend at Bernie's tight.
Aren't they? The Eels are at a disadvantage at the moment.
That's great competition. This segment's got legs, I'm telling you. All right, we need to take a break. Michelle Bishop out and about, as she has been all week. She's at the grand final venue, Accor Stadium. We're going to cross there in just a moment. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.